Alles om het alles. Let's start again from the two dots. About a little more than halfway down the omud. The two dots. The first word on the line is Omar of Yehuda. First three words on the line. Omar. Okay. All right. Everybody okay? Yeah. Omar Rav Yehuda, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Loi Kara. If a person is not sure whether he said Kriyashma or not, Einoi Choyzer VeKoyrei, he does not have to read it again. Safek Omar Emes VeYatziv, Safek Loi Omar. However, if he's not sure whether he said Emes VeYatziv or not, Choyzer VeOimer Emes VeYatziv, he would have to say Emes V'Yatziv again. Now why is that? So very... What's that? Oh, I'm not going to tell yet. I leave you in suspense till the end.
One would think the opposite, though.
Oh, one would think the opposite. So let's see. We're going to keep the suspense until the end. It's my time then. Why is that? So listen to this. Kriya Shema Derabbanan. Chiyuv of Kriya Shema is only Derabbanan. Emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. Whereas saying Emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa. Why is saying Emes v'yatziv d'oraisa? Because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Kriya Shema is only d'rabbanan. That certainly goes against everything we've learned up till now. Sorry? Oh, it does. But what we're saying is that if you're not sure about both, you don't need to say Kriya Shema again, because you can be saying Emes v'yatziv anyways, and that covers your Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, but Kriya Shema itself, where we stand now, is only Derabbanan. So, Meisiv Rav Yosef. So, Rav Yosef challenges that. He said, B'shach Bechav Kumecha. It's a pasuk that says you have to say these things, and Kriya Shema, it says you have to say these things when you lie down and when you get up. That certainly implies that it's a Chiyuv D'oraisa. Omar Le'Abaye, Abaye said, no. Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's talking about Torah, meaning when it says you should say these things, you should speak in them, etc., etc., when you lie down, when you get up, it's not talking about this parasha per se, it's talking in general about all these things that Hashem tells you, divrei Torah. But Kriya Shema per se, only derabbanan. So the Gemara says, is that so? Can that be? Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, Baal Keri Meharher Beliboy. We saw that a Baal Keri just doesn't say any of the tefillahs. However, when it comes to Kriya Shema, he should think it. Ve'inoy mevarich lo lefaneo ve'lo l'achreo. But he skips the brachas before and after. V'alamazon mevarich l'achro ve'inoy mevarich lefanov. And when it comes to food, he says the bracha afterwards, which is d'oraisa, but no bracha beforehand. Now, what are we saying here? You skip the bracha before and afterwards. You think Kriya Shema, but you skip the bracha before and afterwards. Bracha afterwards is emes v'yatziv. V'yisak edaitech emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. If you were to think that emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa, v'ivrech l'achareo. We see that you have to say the d'oraisa things. Sorry, you have to think of the d'oraisa things. So why don't you have to think emes v'yatziv? Why does it say to just skip it if it's indeed d'oraisa? So the Gemara answers, my time in mevarich. No, when we said emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa, what did we mean? We meant it's d'oraisa because of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's only d'oraisa to say emes v'yatziv if you're not saying Kriya Shema. So therefore, my time in mevarich. Here, we're telling you do have to think Kriya Shema at least. So why would you have to think emes v'yatziv as well? Im mishum Yetzias Mitzrayim, if it's because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, hoid kalei b'Kriya Shema. Once you did Kriya Shema, you covered Yetzias Mitzrayim anyways. Once you did do Kriya Shema, emes v'yatziv does become derabbanan. Emes v'yatziv is only d'oraisa in the event that you're not saying Kriya Shema. So therefore, yes, once you're thinking Kriya Shema, you've covered your emes v'yatziv also. But otherwise, when you have a suffix, you're not going to be repeating Kriya Shema. Then, if you're not saying Kriya Shema, Emes V'Yatziv is a question of Deoraisa. So the Gemara says, V'neim Mehova Leila Bo'iho. So if so, you're right. You're saying that the only reason that you would have to say one or the other, Kriya Shema or Emes V'Yatziv, is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why are they telling you to think Kriya Shema? To just tell you, think Emes V'Yatziv. That's all. Skip Kriya Shema. So the Gemara answers, Kriya Shema Adifa. No, Kriya Shema is preferred. If you're going to say one or the other, the Izbotati, because it has both. It has Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim, and it also has Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, yes, this opinion is maintaining the opinion of Rav Yehuda that Kriya Shema is Derabbanan, Yetzias Mitzrayim is Deoraisa. Fine, granted. But the rest of Kriya Shema is Derabbanan, and Yetzias Mitzrayim can be fulfilled either through Kriya Shema or Emes V'Yatziv. And therefore, when you're Mesupik, you don't have to say Kriya Shema. You can say Emes V'Yatziv and cover your Deoraisa Chiyuv. I just want to note something before we go on. It's coming out here very clearly, whatever the case is, that however you slice Kriya Shema, Yetzias Mitzrayim certainly is Deoraisa, and it's an independent Chiyuv. Even if the rest of Kriya Shema will be Derabbanan, Yetzias Mitzrayim will remain Deoraisa. It's important to stress this for a couple of reasons. First of all, as we've mentioned, women are exempt of davening because of a Kriya Shema, because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, because it's a time-bound mitzvah. It's limited to the first 3 hours of the day. Yetzias Mitzrayim is not, can be said at any time throughout the day, so it's not a time-bound mitzvah, and therefore the place can say that women are mechuyev in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I don't know. The minig does not seem to be that women make a point of saying this, meaning in as much as women don't say all of davening, they don't say this either. I don't know. It's a point that has to be studied. Is there justification for women not to say Yetzias Mitzrayim either? That's one point. There's another point also. No? What's that? But it's any time. It's any time. But the in the day and in the night, but it's all day. And then you move into all night. And then you move into all day. There's no particular time when there is or isn't a chiyuv of chiyuv Yetzias Mitzrayim.
I never had anything to do with Kriya Shema. I mean,
It's a standalone.
26
mitzvah? No, it's not a constant mitzvah because once you said it, you said it.
Only once per day.
Yeah. But at the same day, it's not time bound because all day, then all night, then all day, then all night. So that's one point. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see a pshat in why women. The Mishnah Berurah says, kind of as a given, that yes, women should be saying Shema if only because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know. There must be some reason why women are ma'amakbid to. I don't know. Another point to consider is. That's point number two. Sometimes a person misses man Kriya Shema. I woke up too late. Whatever the reason is, he misses man Kriya Shema. He figures, shine, I missed it. We have to realize, like you're saying, that right, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is still in effect in its deraisa form all the way straight throughout the day.
But can a person do the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim without saying all Shema?
Yes. A person can say, mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. A person can mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It can be done. In fact, we saw earlier in the first parak, and the place can note this, that Rebbe was Yotzi Yetzias Mitzrayim by mentioning something about it in his shir. Some of the places can say that through as Yashir you can be to that, but Magen Avraham says that. But Chassam Sefer says no, as Yashir doesn't cover it because as Yashir is about the splitting of the sea. Splitting of the sea is not Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Splitting of the sea is the splitting of the sea. Fine, but what's that?
It was the completion.
Okay, but it wasn't. It was something that Yetzias Mitzrayim led to. But it wasn't actually leaving Mitzrayim. Fine. But again, leaving Mitzrayim is leaving Mitzrayim. The Mantizkar Siyim says, Chomei Yotzim Tzayim Kolim Echeecho refers to that day. Right? It's that day. This was 7 days later. So, it's just important to keep that in mind. Even for whatever reason, Kriya Shema would not be relevant or whatever, Yetzias Mitzrayim remains in effect. Okay, but back to our Gemara. We have this opinion, a completely novel opinion, that Yitzias, the whole chiyuv of Kriyas Shema is only derabana. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Omar. However, Rabbi Elazar says, no, absolutely not. Safek kara Kriyas Shema, safek loy kara choizer v'koyer Kriyas Shema. A person's not sure whether he said Kriyas Shema or not, he certainly must go back and recite Kriyas Shema. Because it is deoraisa. And that is lamaisa how we paskin. Lamaisa we paskin that it is deoraisa, and we paskin lamaisa that it is deoraisa, and therefore certainly if you do have a question of what of Kriyas Shema, you certainly do have to repeat it.
Is deoraisa twice or once?
What's that?
Deoraisa twice a day or once a day?
Twice a day. At night also, yeah. So that's as far as Kriyas Shema goes. Now what about Shemone Esrei? Now Safek Hispalel, Safek Lo Hispalel, if a person is not sure whether he davened or not, Einoi Choizer O Mispalel, he does not go back and daven, because Shemone Esrei certainly is only Derabbanan. So therefore, Safek of Kriyas Shema, you go back and daven. A suffix of Shemone Esrei, you do not. So let's see. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'levai sheyispalel odom kol hayom kulo." No, certainly, if you're misupik whether you daven or not, you do go back and daven, even though it's derabban. Why? Because he has an interesting argument. He says, "Be'etzem, person should be davening all day long. We're here to be connecting with Hashem." Person should be davening all day long. Just what? It won't work. Practically. The Chazal came and quantified it. You need time for eating, you need time for sleeping, you need time for other mitzvahs also. The truth is that there are many mitzvahs that we should be doing all day long and not doing anything else. Just the problem is that you can only do one thing at a time. But Be'etzem, he says, theoretically, we should be davening all day long if you could do that along with eating, sleeping, learning, and taking care of the kids and everything else. But he says, fine, so we don't. But the implication of that in theory you should is that whenever a question comes up, do daven. Whenever a question comes up, do daven. And therefore he says, yes, when you have a suffix, whether you daven or not, you should go back and daven again.
Even if it's a derabbanan.
Yeah, even though it's derabbanan. We already see how the tefillah is treated differently than other derabbanans. We saw this also with regard to women, right? That even though tefillah is that there are bonon that is time bound, the Chachamim nevertheless imposed it on women, because tefillah is one of these things that might not be a chiyuv d'oraisa, but it is just a necessity. It's critical to our well being, right? You got to take your medicine. It's not because you're bad if you don't. It's because you just have to take your medicine for your well being. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, he's saying that the Chachamim are treating it that way. It doesn't have the usual rules of derabbanan. This is something that a person needs for his well being. And therefore, women are mechuyev, even though it's time-bound, essentially. And therefore, also, we're seeing here that even though generally we say that when you have a question of derabban, you do not go back, when it comes to tefillah, you do. Now, what's the halacha on this? So, the halacha on this kind of connects into the next sugya, but nevertheless, we'll lay this down. L'maisa, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. If a person is not sure whether he davened or not, he should daven again. However, we're going to have to discuss that a little more, and I'm going to leave that for the next, after we get through the next two little pieces. What's that? If a person is davening because he's not sure whether he davened or not, yes. A person should make a tnai that if I have davened, then my current davening is what we call a tefillas nedava, a volunteer davening. And if I did not daven, then it's a tefillas chayva. I'm doing it in the capacity of an obligatory davening. What exactly the implication of this is, we'll see in the coming, the next two pieces, Bezos Hashem. What's that? Well, there is, if you know for sure. Meaning, if you definitely did daven, don't daven again. But in the case of suffix, since again, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Be'etzem, this is something that Chachamim would like you to be doing all day long. Just, doesn't work, we have to quantify it. But, when in doubt, go for it.
But can't isn't it right to do what's tefillas nedava anyway, even if he knows he davened? Just to say, you know, I really want to daven more.
Oh, okay, so that we'll get to. That we'll see. You're right. You know, let's open the discussion, and then we'll see as we go through the next little pieces. Rabbi Yechon, the truth is, did not come and say a specific psak. If you're not sure whether you davened or not, you should daven again. He came and said in a more general, abstract way that, and this he said as a halachic ruling. He said as a halachic ruling, theoretically a person should be davening all day long. It would be worth our while to daven all day long. That's his psak. Now what does that mean? So one of the things that we got out of that is that when in doubt, daven again. But the truth is that the poskim derive other things from that ruling as well. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that theoretically a person should be davening all day long. The poskim say that Rabbi Yochanan actually meant that a person can decide to daven again in the capacity of what we call a nedava. Meaning, we know that there are two types of karbanas, right? Tefillas are instead of karbanas. There are two types of karbanas. There's a karban choiva. There's a karban that you're obligated to bring. And you're not allowed to bring that karban when you're not obligated to. Right? Any karban choiva you're not allowed to bring when you're not obligated to. Chatos, for example, right? Or an oilas tamid. A karban tamid. Let's say the tzibur decides they want to bring another tamid. You can't do that. But a person can bring a nedava. So therefore, a person, the place can come away from a birchim and saying that actually, a person can daven all day long if he wants. Tfilas nedava. But we'll see soon that there are certain qualifications to that, and we'll see as we go along how that should be worked out halacha lemaisa. But lemaisa, what we're saying is that we're coming away from a birchim's theoretical statement. He said, I'm giving you a halachic ruling here. Halacha lemaisa is that theoretically a person should daven all day long. What are the two practical rulings that we come away with? A, when in doubt, daven again, even though we normally don't do that with a bracha. And B, a person can choose to daven a tefillas nedava. But again, we're going to see in the next couple of pieces how exactly that works. Well, in a case where a person knows for a fact that he definitely did not have kavan in the first bracha, you'd be right. But if a person doesn't remember, I don't know what the circumstance would be. Yeah, whatever the case would be. If lemaisa is mesupik, if he's not mesupik, he's not mesupik. But in as much as he's mesupik, the etzem, the rule would be that not. Right? Okay. That's what, yeah, okay. The Omar, Rav Nachum Pertsavitz, in all the big yeshivas, right, Mir Panovich, all the big yeshivas have nearby a shtiblach, right, there's davening in yeshiva, but that's a long, slow davening that some people don't have patience for. And also, it's a little too early for some people's taste, right? 7 in the morning. 7 in the morning is too late for your taste. But for other people, they're on the other side of the clock. So, yeah. So there's a handy shtiblach right around the corner, never further than around the corner, where you have minyanim comfortably till 10 o'clock. And also, they know how to do it nice and snappy. You can get a discount on shachris. 25 minutes for the price of 45, and it's okay. And all the Rosh Yeshivas of these yeshivas contended with it. They saw the presence of these shtiblach as a problem that they used to contend with. So I have statements from both the Rosh Yeshivas of Mir and of Panovich how they related to it. Shmuel Razovsky used to sit in the shtiblach and learn in order to provide an uncomfortable presence for Bachurim coming into daven there. And when I forgot who said what. One said one, one said the other. But whatever it is, he would say, it might have been the other one, I'm going to say soon, but he would say when a bacher would come into Davin, it would be one bacher coming in and one bacher going out. So he would stop the two of them. And he would say, the two of you in the same state, neither of you davened. Right, one is coming in, one's leaving. So the two of you are in the same state, neither of you daven. Just the one who's on his way in still can do something about it. You already can't. One is on his way out. And then there was Rav Nachum Pertsavitz who used to say that the definition of a shtibel is you go in before davening and you leave after davening, but there's no davening in the middle. Okay. What's that?
There's a lady that gets there, you know what you see. He died of this must be in the coming months or whatever. But he must get to like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah?
Somewhere.
Oh.
How early I get there, he's always there.
There's.
Put the lights on, and opens the bathroom door, she's got lights and sits there outside the bathroom.
Oh, wow. There's a man who takes advantage of his shul. Oh. Okay. So now, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Haya Oymed V'Tfila V'Nizkar She'Hispalel. Person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and then suddenly he remembers, hey, I actually davened already today. Poisek V'Afilu Be'emtza Bracha. He should stop, even if he's in the middle of the bracha. He cut it short, he stopped davening. This is not as inconceivable as one might think. I've run into such situations. A person usually davens at a particular minyan, and then one day, for whatever reason, he davens earlier, he might go automatically to his regular minyan, and then sometimes chop afterwards or in the middle that, hey, I davened earlier today.
But did you have another case, maybe he was doing the wrong davening or something, where he said he should finish the bracha?
Coming up.
So, in the middle of Baruch Hashem, or in the middle of... Like,
wherever he is. Cut it short and leave. Stop. Baruch Atah Hashem, stop.
Are we going to tell any point from one who's davening, let's say, Shabbos? No, it's a weekday davening during Shabbos?
Yes. It's coming up. That's also what you were referring to. What's that? Oh, so that's what we're going to see. So that's why I said that Rabbi Yochanan's statement is going to be qualified over this Gemara. So whatever it is we say, you just stop short. So the Gemara says, "Imi, is that so?" V'omer Av Nachman said, "Ki avinon bei Rabbi Bar Avua, when we were in the yeshiva of Rabbi Bar Avua, ba'on minei, we asked him, Hani b'nei bei Rav, these b'nei ha'yeshiva, the students of the yeshiva, detol." Who would make a mistake? Umadkari de choil be Shabbos, Maushi ignoru. What happens? This is also something common enough. It's Shabbos, and suddenly a person finds himself in the middle of Elam al Shinim. Right? So he's already halfway through the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Then you remember that it's Shabbos. What do you do? Va'omalon, and he answered us, Goimrin kol oisa bracha. You complete the bracha, you're in the middle of it. Oh, the weekday bracha. You complete the weekday bracha you're in the middle of. So how do you compare that to what we just saw before? We just saw before that if you realize you're already davening, you're not supposed to be saying this, stop short, don't even finish the bracha. Here we're saying, find yourself in the middle of a weekday bracha, it's not really appropriate for today, nevertheless, finish the bracha. And this is what I think both of you were referring to. So the Gemara answers, Hachi hashta. It's very different. Hosom gavre barchi yuvahu. And this is a principle in understanding how the Shabbos tefillahs work. Really, the man is obligated. It's not like a person is davening an unnecessary tefillah. The man is obligated. Not only is he obligated, but essentially, a person should daven all of the brachas on Shabbos as well. What? Is refuah not relevant on Shabbos? All the brachas are just as relevant on Shabbos as they are on weekday. Just what? The Chachamim did not impose it because of Kvod Shabbos. But it's not that these brachas are out of place. It's just that the Chachamim allowed for less. So therefore, if a person finds himself in the middle of the bracha, don't just cut it short. Finish the bracha. Right? Because really the bracha is relevant. But and then you finish the bracha. That is the halacha. You find yourself in the middle of a weekday bracha on Shabbos. You finish the bracha, and then you take it from there. You move on to the Shabbos davening. Aval hachi hatzalile. When you're talking about a person who already davened, he already davened. This tefillah is completely out of place, and therefore you just stop short. What's that? Yeah, essentially it is. Person should
to say Tachnun on Shabbos. They say we do it on Shabbos.
So the truth is that the Rishonim say, the Rav Yehuda, for example, he says that Again, essentially, it is appropriate. Meaning, it's relevant. What I mean to say is, it's relevant. Vidui is relevant on Shabbos just like it is on weekday. Unfortunately, we do averus on Shabbos just like we do on weekday. Just what? You're right. The Rav Yosef says that when it says the Chachamim didn't impose, it doesn't stop mean they decided, you know what? Shabbos, we're going to give you a 4-minute Shemoneh Esrei instead of a 7-minute Shemoneh Esrei. But don't worry, we'll make up for it with an extra roll in Kriyas HaTorah. What does it mean when it says the Chachamim didn't impose? What does it mean? So the Rav Yosef says that what it means is the tefillahs, the regular weekday tefillahs, the tefillahs that a person expresses his distress in, right? Well, whether it's parnasa, whether it's refuah, these are all tefillahs that can really express distress and can be distressful points for a person. So when it says the Chacham didn't impose, what it means is on Shabbos they want you to forget all of your concerns. They don't want you to be busy with your parnasa problems, with your health problems, with your avera problems, right? So therefore on Shabbos they cut out all the different bakashas, all the different requests. But again, it's because, yes, on Shabbos we don't want a person to be sad, but it's not that the subject matter is completely inappropriate. Meaning like this, it's not like a person standing on Sukkot and saying the Pesach davening. A person is standing on Sukkot and saying the Pesach davening, it's just completely doesn't fit. Here, essentially, all the issues fit. Just the Chacham said, don't be busy with that today. But if you do find yourself in the middle of the bracha, finish the bracha. Makes sense. But when you have already davened, and now you find yourself davening again, this tefillah is completely illegitimate. Stop it in the middle.
Why if one finished the whole week
Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbat? If one finished the whole week Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, he has to daven again. Once he finished. Yeah. If you didn't make any mention of Shabbos in your Shemoneh Esrei, you have to daven again. Okay. Now, we'll see another piece. So again, we already pointed out here that there are some things that have to be worked out. We said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, theoretically a person should be davening all day long, and in fact we said that a person can decide to daven a tefillas nedava if he wants to. But yet we're saying that if you catch yourself davening an extra davening, cut it short. Why cut it short? Finish it off as a nedava. We'll see. But first we're going to see one more piece. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hispalel v'nichnas lebeis haknesses u'motzo tzibur shem hispalelim. If a person already davened and now he comes into shul, he finds a tzibur davening, he says, oh, what a shame, I thought there wasn't going to be a minyan, I davened by myself. Now he sees a tzibur davening, he just really wants to daven with them. So the halacha is as follows: im yochol lechadish badavar, if he's able to innovate something in his davening, meaning, don't just do the same davening again. If you can say something new, if you can add something, some new request, yachzav yispal. You can daven, it's already a new Shemoneh Esrei. V'im lav al yachzav yispal. If not, if it's just going to be the same Shemoneh Esrei that you davened before, don't. So in other words, we're saying 2 points here. First of all, you're not allowed to daven again. And second of all, we're saying that you can daven again if you have something new, if you can make some new aspect to the Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. We'll elaborate soon, bli neder. Utzricha. Now, the truth is, if you take these two statements of Shmuel, the first one he said, you realize that you davened already, stop short. And the second statement he said, if you come and you find the tzibur davening, if you can't innovate anything, don't daven again. So really he's ruling twice, just from two different angles, the same thing. Don't daven twice. One time he said it, if you realize you'd already davened, stop short. The other time he said it, you find the tzibur davening, don't daven again. So now, utzricha, we needed to state both things. Why? The Iyashmin on Kamaisa, if we would tell you the first rule, that if a person finds himself davening for the second time, you should cut it short, Hanimili, you might say, Hanimili Yochid V'Yochid Oitzibur V'Tzibur. You might say, yes, if I davened by myself, and now I'm davening again by myself, I remember that I already davened, I should stop in the middle. Or if I daven with a tzibur, now I find myself davening again with a tzibur, stop in the middle. Aval yochid legabe tzibur kemando lo tzali dami. But you might think that if I daven by myself, and now I come to shul, and I find a tzibur there, maybe a tefillah b'tzibur is a completely different status, and I'd be allowed to daven again because that's a whole new essence. So Kamash Malan, therefore he says, no, even if it's with the tzibur, you're not allowed to daven again unless you can innovate something. And also, if we tell you that if you come in, you see a tzibur davening, you're nevertheless not allowed to daven again, you might say, Mishum deloy aschilba. Maybe if you didn't start, so don't start at second Shemana Esrei. Aval hasan da aschil. But in the previous case, you already started, you found yourself in the middle, a malay. You might think, well, don't cut it short. Tzricha. So therefore, we needed to tell you, no, the rule that you're not allowed to repeat your Shemana Esrei is absolute. And it makes no difference. Even if you're already in the middle of your second Shemana Esrei, cut it short. And even if your first Shemana Esrei was by yourself, and now you have the opportunity to join a tzibur, still, you cannot repeat Shemana Esrei unless you can innovate something. So now, I'm sorry?
The innovation is only if you already davened once by yourself.
Yeah.
Either way,
you davened once, and now you want to daven again. The Gemara is telling you, whether it's by yourself, tzibur, whatever it is, you want to daven again, innovate something. And now let's bring it all together. We saw Rabbi Yochanan saying, theoretically a person can daven all day long. Then we had Shmuel came and said, you realize you're davening for the second time, stop short. And now we see Shmuel himself saying that if you can innovate something, it's fine. So the truth is that all these three rulings go together. There's no conflict here, and it's not different rulings. The rule is as follows. It's like we said before. You're not allowed to daven twice in the capacity of an obligatory davening. But you can do a nedava. But a nedava has to have something new about it in order to be classified as a nedava. I mean, it can't just be the same tefillah repeated. You have to come with something new. And therefore, that's the idea of innovating. You have to add something to this tefillah that you didn't say in your previous tefillah.
How do you add something new?
What's that? Oh, so how do you add something new? What exactly does that mean? So the way it works is, the Shulchan Aruch says, really, the way you're supposed to innovate is by adding something to each of the middle brachas. When you're saying Chayin and Adas, you have to add some personal supplication relating to wisdom.
Ashiveno, one's not enough.
Each one. That's the way it really works. Just v'di'eved, you can do Shema'at Tefillah alone, you can do just one. But you have to add something personal. Now, there is an opinion, the Ramah cites an opinion, that we don't seem to rule this way essentially, that says that no, the whole concept of innovating means that a new need came up. You can't just decide to make a new davening and come up with something else. You can only make a new davening if a new need came up, and now you say, a person is stuck, he has an emergency. He davened Shacharis, got home, saw that somebody's sick, now he needs to daven again. What can he do? Oh, you have a new need, you can daven again. Right? But when I say that, this does not seem to be the accepted opinion. The accepted opinion seems to be that no. You add something, even if it was a need that was not a new need, but Lamaisa, add something to your Shemana Esrei, add some new personal supplication, and then you can dive in another Shemana Esrei.
We're not robots, so every davening is probably a little bit. No two davenings.
No, we mean in what you say.
Content.
You have to actually add words. Add your own words to the davening.
What about anything neglected to address?
What's that? I
need
in the first tefillah. So again, you can come now with the second tefillah and add that. Now, so lemaisa though, really this is all the same subject. When we say that if you're not sure whether you davened or not, you daven again. That's really also based on this halacha that if you want, you can daven extra tefillahs nidava. But therefore, like you pointed out before, when you're davening because you're not sure, you have to say, in case I'm obligated, I'm davening, this is an obligatory davening. If I'm not obligated, I'm davening it just as a tefillas nedava. But now we have to note, lemaisa is something that the Chayei Odom says, actually the Shulchan Aruch cites this already from the Rajba, says that you have to realize though, that adding your own voluntary tefillas, a nedava, is a dangerous business. Because when you're adding in a dava, we've already discussed many times that the truth is that davening, having one word that you say to Hashem without kavanah, is a sacrilege. Just what? Chazal told us to daven three times a day, and we have to take it at our pace, and Hashem understands that. But if you're coming and saying obligatory tefillahs, you better make sure they're appropriate. And therefore, the Rashba already says, in the Shulchan Aruch paskins this, if you're not sure that you can have full kavanah in every last word in Shemoneh Esrei, don't bother with voluntary tefillahs. It's just gonna be insulting.
So that would mean that today's generation, the layman should not be saying.
I would dare say not just the layman. Meaning, unless a person is really on a high madrega, then he knows that he can have intense kavana from beginning, from the word Hashem Sfasai Tiftach until Ve'imru Amen, you shouldn't do this.
You see that if she forgets about a new contract, he's off the creek because he gets within the person.
If a person forgets to daven, if a person is not sure, if a person forgets. If a person's not sure, if a person's not sure whether he davened, we say, here you don't have to actually add something in. If you forget, then it's a whole different story. If you forget, then you're obligated to daven a second davening, it's not a nedava. Right? If you forget mincha one day, you're obligated to daven ma'ariv twice. You don't have to come up with anything new. But even more than that, when you're not sure if you daven, then we said before that you should daven again as an adava, then also you don't have to come up with something new, because we say the very fact that you're doing it because you're mesupik is already the innovation. Then you don't have to come up with something new. The very fact that you're not sure if you daven and therefore you're davening is called an innovation. Otherwise I wouldn't be davening now. The whole tefillah is an innovation. Right? But when you're just coming, mamish, you know, yeah, this is my fourth tefillah today, then you can't do it unless you're going to innovate. And Lamaisa, as we're saying, the Shulchan Aruch says, unless you're sure that you're going to have kavanah in every last word, just don't do it. And therefore, practically speaking, tefillas nedava is not really something encouraged for us. In fact, the Rama invokes the pasuk that says, "Lama li roiv zidcheichem amar Hashem." Hashem says, "If you're not going to come offer me karbanas properly, what do I need a karbanas for? Who asked you for these karbanas?" So the karbanas that you're asked for, right, the three tefillas a day that you're obligated to daven, Hashem is not going to say, "Who asked you for this?" But when you're coming and offering your own, make sure you're offering something quality. Don't offer something inferior. Now, it's very interesting how the place can go very far. Mamish comparing, they say that the whole concept of davening at tefillas nedava is very much drawing off karbanis, right? The fact that a person can offer a voluntary karban. And therefore, for example, the place can say, on Shabbos there's no such thing as a tefillas nedava. Because on Shabbos you can't offer voluntary karbanas.
So Shabbos.
Yeah.
So is that a problem?
What?
Meaning, because when you say the Shema.
Shema is not a problem. We're talking about Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, this whole discussion is. But also, for example, so therefore, yes, on Shabbos, no such thing as an obligatory tefillah, and even more. The Poskim say that on Shabbos, if you're mesupik, whether you daven or not, don't daven again. Because the whole concept of davening again when you're mesupik is on the premise that, in case I already daven, this is a nedava. But on Shabbos, you can't bring a karban nedava. And therefore, don't daven again on Shabbos. Also, the Poskim say, you can't repeat, there's no such thing as a tzibur davening nedava. Because there's no such thing as a tzibur bringing a karban nedava. An individual can daven a tefillas nedava, but a tzibur not. Also, karban musaf on other days. Karban musaf, Rosh Chodesh, when you can bring a personal tefillah. You want to daven shachris again, but musaf again you can't. Because once again, musaf is not a karban that you can bring voluntarily. It's not a karban that you can bring in as a nedava. So the only thing that theoretically you can daven as a nedava is a regular weekday davening. But as we said, Lamaisa, this should not be put into practice unless you're in a situation where you're not sure whether you davened or not.